Good morning, my ACN family and colleagues. This is Dr. Yvette from Southern Ohio, welcoming you to the Morning Mojo. When Ms. Gabriel's assistant asked me if I would do the Morning Mojo on May 4th, I said yes. A few days later, I realized that May 4th was the following week, and I had better get busy to come up with my topic. However, I was pressed to prepare another presentation and push myself to complete that one. At the same time, I was trying very hard to get a customer activated before the end of the month. That customer would have entitled me to free services and a cab, customer acquisition bonus, you know. That customer approached me to get the service, and I had been working with him for a few weeks. But it seemed not to be going through, no matter what I did or said. And then it came to me in a moment of divine inspiration. Remember Michigan? Yes, I remember Michigan, and I began to relax. And then it came to me what I needed to share as my morning mojo message. And so I share it with you now. Many years ago, as a physician, I had a solo practice. The insurance industry was changing in Cincinnati as if on steroids, or as if Cincinnati was located in liberal California and not in conservative Ohio. I was going to lose all of my patients, customers as it were, due to requirements that I practiced in a group. I closed my office and joined a group to retain my market share. However, it turned out not to be a good fit for me, for my family, or for my patients. So after 15 months of agony, I began to look at other groups. I interviewed at one that I was familiar with and wanted to join very badly. The physicians were polite, but said they did not need anyone at that time, and they did not have any office space for me either. I was desolate, distraught, and stressed beyond belief. You see, I was the sole support of my three young sons at the time and had other bills incumbent with that. And as I backed my car into my parking space at my home, my heart sank. How was I going to be able to continue under the current circumstances? And then divine inspiration said, "Remember Michigan?" And I said, "Yes, I remember Michigan." And so I began to relax. So permit me to explain what the question, "Remember Michigan?" means. When I was a senior in high school, I had to start applying for college admission, and I had not done the first thing towards looking at colleges. In those days, we had to write to the college and request a catalog to be sent to us, not look online at a website as it is now. I had not requested any catalogs. I went next door to my neighbors and looked at the catalogs that she had requested. All I knew was that I wanted to study foreign languages in preparation for a career at the United Nations. And so the schools that offered me the best choices were the ones I wanted to attend. I ruled out Ohio State because I wanted to leave home. And Ohio State was too big. So I settled my mind and heart on the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor, the U of M. I settled on it so hard that I applied as early decision. That meant that I would not apply to any other school until the U of M denied me my admission to their school. I applied that fall of 1964 and awaited their acceptance response. My application was challenging as I was to them an out-of-state student, and although my class rank was great, I attended a college preparatory school. Thirdly, I was not the only one in my class who wanted to go to the U of M, including my neighbor. So we were competing against ourselves as well as in-state Michigan students. I remember very clearly that Friday afternoon in early fall when I came home. My mom showed me the envelope from Ann Arbor. I opened it. The admissions committee thanked me for my application, but stated they were not able to accept me as a student through early decision. They would keep my credentials and application on file and would review it during the regular application process in the winter. In the meantime, they strongly encouraged me to apply to other colleges and universities. My mom looked at me and asked if I was okay. I said yes. She had some errands to run and asked if I wanted to go. I said no, I wanted to remain at home. As soon as she had driven out of the driveway, I lost my composure and control. I became hysterical and cried from disappointment. I paced and I ran it. I do not recall ever having been so disappointed in my life before. I had to deal with all the other students and families and friends who knew what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go and deal with their expressions of sympathy, empathy, or rebuke. Out of self-preservation, I applied to other schools. Once I knew I definitely did not want to attend, but I had to do something. I had to do something. At Christmas time, my parents told me to attend a debutante cotillion. I was far from a debutante and was not interested in such things, but they insisted. When I got there, as people talked, you know, chit-chat, oh, you're a senior. Well, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go to college next year? I replied, I wanted to go to the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Then one person told me, see that fellow over there? He goes to the University of Michigan. You should talk to him. I made my way over to him, and I introduced myself to him and told him that I wanted to go to the U of M. He saw my earnest intent, and then gave me some inside information that might be helpful to strengthen my application. I thanked him, and I could hardly wait to get home and tell my parents. After debating back and forth with my parents, in January 1965, we acted on that inside information. And 2 weeks later, in February, I received my acceptance letter to the University of Michigan. I barely knew where it was. I did not know about the rivalry between the football teams or the Rose Bowl. I did not even know it was as big as Ohio State. All I knew was that I wanted to go there for the foreign languages I could study. The decision was delayed, but not denied. As regards the change of the pediatrics from 31 years later, a few weeks after my interview, they called me back and asked me to join their practice. They stated they would enlarge the office space and build my area for me. And we made plans for that. And I joined their practice a few months later. Ironically, my new boss also had attended the University of Michigan. Again, delayed, but not denied. So how does this apply to you, my ACN colleagues? We have heard it said on many occasions and in many trainings. Sometimes people tell you no to becoming your customer and no to using your services and no to joining your team as an IBO. The timing may be off for them, but don't despair or become dejected or desolate. Reflect back on your life experiences to find your own Remember Michigan moments and know that something you desire now may be delayed, but not forever denied. Don't let the N-O, no, derail you from achieving your goals in ACN and in life. Just K-N-O-W, know that it is just delayed, but not denied. About inside information, I also want to share that when we stay plugged in to the training and support of ACN, we have access to inside information that can enable us to become successful in our pursuit of our careers. So again, when I realized that the invitation to do the Mojo call was for today, May 4th, I knew that this was the message to share. And hopefully this message would bless you. You see, I graduated from the University of Michigan on May 4th. my admission decision was delayed, but not denied.